This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We come to Surah An'am and this is juz number 8, and we start straight off that the reason why many of these people don't actually believe in Allah is because of the shaitan that is sending messages. There are many shayateen sending messages to one another. What's very striking about this is that in the Prophet's time, there were many poets who used to make certain poems and they used to lead people away from Allah. And in our time, we've got the media, which is doing exactly the same thing and sending messages to one another to try and mesmerize people and make people leave them. Now, one of the things that they create together is they make it seem like everybody's on this. Everybody's on kufr. Everybody's on disbelief. So why is it that you're the only few that are going towards belief? You look at Ayah number 116, and you will see that Allah mentions that even if the whole of the world or most of the world were on misguidance, that doesn't mean that you are a person who's supposed to just follow them. You will be misled if you follow them. And specifically, then after that, Allah mentioned that what happened is they made these gods, and from these gods, with these gods, what they did, they started to make sacrifices to those gods. And Allah tells us that, look, the only sacrifice that you should ever consume is the sacrifice of an animal for Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is ayah number 120121. He tells us specifically only to eat where Allah's name has been mentioned. And why he does that, he tells us in the next few verses of how they made an entire religion out of nothing. First they made stones, they made them idols, they had beliefs that they're gods. Then they started to say, well, this animal is for this god, and that animal you should not touch, and so on and so forth. And they started to these were mushriks and polytheists who actually believed in Allah anyway in the Prophet's time. And he says that, well, they believed in me, but they believed in all these gods, and they started to make these rules about their gods, where they started to say, well, for Allah is little, and for them is more. And this is ayah number 136 onwards, and Allah gets to think to say, look how, where it's led to, where they actually start to sacrifice their own children. So what happens is they actually bury their own daughters because they've made this religion. And what Allah is trying to tell us from here is that if you don't have an actual revelation from God, the human is able to make certain laws that is going to destroy the human being. Allah Azza wa Jalla then tells us about even the Arabs and what they have in terms of their own animals. And Allah has given them, males and females, and Allah creates from them, other produce. What he's trying to say from this is that these people should think that the things that they make haram for themselves are they become a burden unto themselves. And Allah says that for us, what do we eat and what do we not eat? And regarding this, He tells us certain things again about eating and so on and consuming in ayah number 145. And then moving on to the fact that if we find that people are in our face and telling us that their forefathers are the ones that have prohibited these things and they want to follow these things, we should simply say, فَلِلَّهِ الْحُجَّةُ الْبَالِغَةُ. Allah has the greatest evidence, and this is it. We're following this. Allah says, even if somebody doesn't even witness for you, you're on your own. فَإِنْ شَهِدُوا فَلَا تَشْهَدْ مَعَهُمْ. They all witness against you. Allah says, you carry on continuing to believe in this. And he tells us about the corruption of them unto their children. He tells us not to be against our children or kill them or bury them alive. He tells us that not to even stop having children because of the fear of poverty. He tells us that we should not consume the wealth of the orphans and those who are weak. He tells us to be just and to follow the straight path, which is the Holy Quran. And he tells us about this Quran there will be certain people who are denying this, but on the day of judgment they will say that because again of our forefathers we went on these pathways. And Allah says on the day of judgment that there will be those who will come to me with certain good deeds and I will give them 10 in return, ayah number 160. But those people who actually came on the day of judgment, they will not find anyone else to take their burden. This is ayah number 163. Everybody will carry their own burden on the Day of Judgment. So even they said their forefathers are the ones that misled them. Neither the forefathers nor they will be able to carry the burden of one another. This brings us to the end of Surah An'am. And we start Surah A'raf. Now Surah A'raf stretches from here all the way into the towards the end of the ninth juz. And the beginning of that, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He strikes some questions and He says about death itself. That death doesn't recognize whether you're sleeping or whether you're playing or whether you're in a siesta. Death doesn't recognize that. So if you need to, you know, be aware of it, be aware of what is after death. And because of that, Allah then tells us about the fact that we've got to be very careful about the message that has come here, because His message is telling us, warning us about what is after life after death. And in between that, what Allah does is He tells us that Adam alayhi salatu was salam, who was sent to the earth, and how Adam was alayhi salam was the first one to be deluded by Iblis. And what Allah has given as a message is, don't you be those people who get deluded by the same Iblis who deluded your forefather Adam alayhi salam. This all stretches from ayah number 11 all the way to about ayah number 25 onwards. And it says, well, when Adam alayhi salam came here, I gave him clothes. And the reason why I've given him clothes is to cover his shame. And the reason why Allah is saying this is because the Arabs in the Prophet's time, they actually made their religion that they should make tawaf around the Kaaba naked, because the sins have actually gone from the body to their clothes. And Allah says, well, I gave you clothes to actually come to these masjids and these places of worship to actually cover yourselves and beautify yourselves when you come to worship, you know, worship your Lord. He then tells us about the fact that on the Day of Judgment, when these people and, you know, when we'll get together with those people who deny this message, that they will be cursing one another. This is ayah number 38. The first will curse the last will curse the first. And he says that on the Day of Judgment, there will be, and this is the whole point of this surah, which is named Suratul A'raf. In the next world, there's going to be Jannah, there's going to be Jahannam, and there's going to be a place in between called A'raf, which is a high abode where neither there are people of Jannah nor there are people of Jahannam. They're in between. And there are many conversations that go between them. If you want to read them, please look at ayah number 44 onwards, 44 to about 40, 44 to about 50. You'll find that the dwellers of hell call on to the dwellers of heaven, the dwellers of heaven call on to the dwellers of hell, and they say, did you find what Allah said was true? Did you find the Quran to be true right now? This is from the dwellers of heaven. And the dwellers of hell will say, please give us some water, just a bit of water for us to drink, and you know, that's all we're asking you to do, because we're in hellfire. And they won't even get that. And in the end, the A'raf, people in A'raf, right in the middle, they're watching both sides, and they making dua to Allah that they actually go to Jannah, that Allah breaks A'raf and actually allows them to go to Jannah. Allah Azza wa Jal then gives us evidence to say, look, if you want to know about life after death, study the actual earth itself and study the existence to see how He's made a system that one is following another is coming to an end, the new life then after that, a new thing. Like, for example, if you look at the galaxies and so on, there's always new things Allah's always building. And within this earth, there are new things that Allah is producing. So He's telling us that, look, life doesn't stop. It always, Allah brings things out of death. You look at ayah number 57 and so on. Then He gives us three different stories for us to reflect. Four stories rather. One is the story of Nuh alayhi salam and how his people, this you will find in ayah number 59 to about 64. He tells us how they were misguided. And because they said that Nuh alayhi salam is actually the one who is deluded. Then comes the story of Hud alayhi salam and with his people again. They said, how are we supposed to follow you, a normal man who's telling us to do all of this? Why would God send a normal man? And they said, are you telling us that we've just got to worship this one Lord? And we've got all these lords and gods to worship. And again, they start to make certain names, and because of those names and ideologies they made, it led them away from Allah Azza wa Jal. This is ayah number 71. In the end, just as he drowned the people of Nuh, ayah number 64, he crushed the people of Hud alayhi salam, and then he comes to the people of Thamud. And these people, again, because of their beliefs in these idols and so on, they went astray and they became arrogant. They were an arrogant people who said that, you know, we're not going to believe, because the followers of Salih alayhi salam, there are only a few. So then Allah Azza wa Jal, He made a miracle for them. They wanted a miracle. He gave them a camel that came out of a rock. They still didn't believe, and they wanted to kill that camel. And finally, when they killed that camel, Allah Azza wa Jal brought about their destruction. In between, he talks about Lut alayhi salam's story as well, very briefly, in 80 onwards, that because of their own desires and so on, they went away from the ways of God. And comes to the story of Shu'aib alayhi salam, which is the last part of this juz, that again, because of reasons that they made gods, they started to worship gods. The Prophet came to them, and this is very central when he mentions Nuh alayhi salam and Hud alayhi salam and Salih alayhi salam and Shu'aib alayhi salam. All of them said the same thing. They said, "Ya qawm, O people, u'budullah, worship Allah who is your Lord, and ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. You have got no other Lord, no other provider, or no other deity besides Allah Azza wa Jalla." And this was a central thing. Now, what Allah is trying to tell us is that this is the central message that all messengers have brought to the earth. جزاكم الله خير واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين
ذكر علم ونور الحاملات سنا ونور والرسمات هنا سرور يا حلوى تلك السنين